I totally agree with you on that.
So what happened is, so they invented the plane, and it's like, oh, let's go on holiday, and then they go, oh, die now. Oh, well, you've got to invent something. Let's invent an injection. And then it's like, right, well, what else do we need to go to that place? There's a lot of faffing. So what I'm saying is...
Is that a place? A lot of faffing?
What I'm saying is, you know, Steve's travelled more than I have. You've been to, like, dangerous places.
I've been to places where you need injections, yep.
Yeah, but why?
Because it's fascinating, isn't it? You know, don't you not believe in that idea of travel broadens the mind? You know, well, it makes you experience other ways of life, other ways of thinking. It just enriches you as a human being. That's the whole reason people go travelling.
But since the invention of the telly, you don't have to go that far to see it.
You're absolutely right.
So there you go, then. The telly was the 20th century, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
So where would you stop, then? You'd stop making stuff now? Stop inventing stuff right now? Or do you think we could carry on for another 5 years, see what comes up, and then just draw a line under it all?
Well, but again, we're just messing about, and
there's still things to do, isn't there? I mean, I know, I could throw things up, you can always get arts regret it, but, you know, a cure for cancer, a cure for AIDS.
Yeah, but should we mess with that?
What do you mean?
Because there's too many people in the world as it is, isn't there? So that's a way of controlling it, so that, you know, like, look at London, right? It's overpopulated. Rent keeps going up because there's more and more people surviving, right? If you let them die, it's going to even itself out. See, I was saying to someone the other day about maybe we should look at, if we're going to invent something, right,